Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are the loudest stadium in the world on record. 142 decibels.
Did you guys break the record this week?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to break it this week because a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fans are calling it Burrowhead instead of
Burrowhead. Arrowhead. Whoa.
Yeah.
The disrespect to Arrowhead continues.
They're throwing a lot of bulletin board material out there, man.
The Kelce brothers. Maybe the best center and maybe the best tight end in football, Kelce brothers, as talking on the podcast and like, yeah, now apparently the Cincinnati team wants to call it Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead Stadium. And, you know, Joe Burrow has never lost at Arrowhead. So they're all jumping on the Joe Burrow bandwagon right now. Man, I can't wait. Just keep adding. I don't know if you believe in the bulletin board material. I know it works in high school. I remember and, you know, people say stuff and college, it probably works some when somebody says something. I don't know how much it works in the pros, but boy, they're sure talking about it. Man, stuff like, what do you fear on their team? Nothing. They're just a lot of little jabs going back and forth. But once the game starts and we get past it, I'm guessing it's just going to be a good football game and we'll find out. And probably, listen, probably will come back down to which quarterback plays better. I will say this. Joe Burrow's got the best supporting cast of receivers and backs and everything. And Mahomes has the best tight end. But his wide receivers have nothing in common with Cincinnati's 1, 2, and 3. He's got a lot of guys to throw to. So it will. And by the way, I'm just sitting here still watching Dak Prescott just get hammered every day. Dak Prescott, if you're wondering if you don't play well and there's high expectations and Dallas thought they had the team this year, right? And Dak got paid now. Dak got the big contract. And he owned up to it, like, I got to play better and stuff. And so Dak ends up, what, 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, threw a ton of interceptions this year, and probably not enough touchdown passes for the amount of time he played. And then he threw a couple of picks after having a great game against Tampa Bay, came back and had some costly interceptions against the 49ers. So I am just really curious to see how all four of these guys. We got a rookie quarterback. The guy didn't even know he's going to be playing. He got drafted at the last pick in the 7th round, going to the 49ers, and he had to be going, well, probably be a backup or a third string quarterback this year. We'll see how it all plays out. And when it first started, and Jimmy G's on the other field, and they're trying to trade him, and I mean, that's just crazy. And now, all of a sudden, during the Dolphin game, Jimmy G goes down, and they're going, hey, you're the guy. Go get him. You're Brock Purdy. And he's been a great story. Just great story. I don't think he's just a manager of a game. I think he makes some throws, but He got a hell of a supporting cast. Whose supporting cast do you like better, Philadelphia or San Francisco? San Francisco, all day, every day. And you're going, wait a sec, Joe, calm down. Eagles look pretty good at tight end and those two wide receivers. Yeah, you're right. San Fran's got the better tight end. Kittle might be the best all-around tight end in football.
Philly's tight end's not terrible.
No, he's not bad.
Dallas Goddard's pretty good. You know what, man? I don't think it's a slam dunk like you're saying, though. I think A.J. Brown might be, I don't know, right up there as the best skill position player.
Debo's not bad.
Debo's really, really good. But A.J. Brown, as far as receivers go, he might be – he's right up there, right? He's top five in the league.
Yeah,
though.
Sure. We're good.
Devontae Smith has turned into a very, very good player. Miles Sanders is a good running back. Like, that team is loaded. I mean, they don't have any shortage of guys over there either.
I am just throwing it right back at you.
So I just don't think it's a slam dunk like you're saying. Like that San Francisco's skill position players are better.
Okay. I don't know if there's a better all-around running back than the 1-2 punch of San Francisco, starting with McCaffrey.
No,
who's
McCaffrey's
had a nice
really
bounce
good.
Back year. That's all.
McCaffrey's really good.
And you're right. Probably number one receiver. Probably belongs to Philly by a little bit. But let me tell you, Debo is – he's a different body, although they big physical body in Philly too. But, man, he is run after catch. He runs like a friggin' combination running back and a fullback and – and, you know, they use him some as a running back as well. Just a unique, unique player. I just think the game should be good. And they both, you know, you're talking about Philly and San Francisco, the 1-2 defenses in the NFL in the regular season. Just, boy, they don't need to be hyped up at all. They really, really don't. By the way, locally, the Miami Heat and the Magic tonight. And if that's not enough, then go watch the Panthers play the Kings because they're home. And they'll be home tomorrow night to take on Boston, who is just off to a great start. What a great story in hockey. 38 wins already this season. So Panthers, who desperately need to keep this thing rolling and get as many wins as possible here to try to get back over the top and to get back in a they keep bouncing around, what, 3, 4, 5 points behind the 8th spot right now.
You realize how busy of a weekend we have in sports here? We got the Heat, a couple Panthers games. Canes are on the road tomorrow, so they got a game. Then someone texted in earlier, you got the rodeo this weekend is in town. Did you know that?
Are you joking or are you serious?
No, I'm being serious. Somebody texted in earlier. We were talking about all the sporting events, and someone said the rodeo's in town.
You ever been to the only rodeo I know of is the Davy Rodeo. Is that where you're talking? I'm guessing. The Bergeron over at the Bergeron building.
I think it's by the racetrack out there somewhere. I've been told by the,
I don't know
the NASCAR track. But yeah, the
rodeo I don't know.
Is
there's
in
a
town.
Rodeo.
Know
there's
that.
A rodeo in Homestead.
I probably shouldn't be quoted on that. And the guy said where it was, but I can't find the text. But yeah, the rodeo's in town, and also Monster Jam is in town. at Marlins Park. So that's where I'll be on Sunday.
My Monster Jam days are over.
I'm hitting the Heat game tonight and then Monster Jam on Sunday.
The kids do
weekend,
love them.
Man.
By the way, the only thing the kids love more than watching those big monster trucks flip over and bounce off the top of cars and roll over and roll back like is having the actual toys of them would be the only thing that little remote toys of all those crazy trucks.
Well, luckily they sell those there at the event.
Of course they do.
So that's one of the worst events when you talk about like right when you walk in. It's a toss-up between that and Disney on Ice. But that one, when you walk in, they have the huge tables just filled with, you know, light-up crap and all this different, you know, junk. Kind of like the Disney shows where everything lights up and you can buy out right when you walk in. And they go and they wave it right in front of your kid's face.
It's hard to say no once those kids see it because,
Homestead Harris Field is where the rodeo is.
Oh, Harris Field.
Harris Field.
I did not know that. That's
so,
kind of
Man. Wow. We got the rodeo in town.
I honestly, forgive me, I thought Davey was the only one that had the big rodeo.
You ever think about doing that? Being a cow?
No.
Is it a cowboy? Would that
you're
be?
Talking about being the clown. I thought you were going to be
No,
about
I wouldn't make you a clown.
Clown.
I wouldn't make you a clown.
By the way, you ever seen a special on those guys that
the
clown's
rodeo
job
clowns?
Is to actually get those pissed off bulls?
Did you call them ass clowns?
Well, I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
Is that what their job is? Like, is that what it's called?
Their job's to protect
the clown, the rodeo clown.
the guys riding those Broncos and crazy ass horses. Yeah.
I wonder how you get into that line of work.
You have a death wish. I don't know how they do that. That's their job, to stay out there. Why, you know, the friggin' bulls are pissed off that you're on top of them and they're trying to, like, step on you and put their horns into you. And
you want me to add to your list of stuff going on this weekend?
What else you have?
Oh, we got the we got a drag race in Bradenton.
That's too far. Come
and
on.
We got the Pegasus World Cup is this weekend at Gulfstream Park.
I didn't know that. What, are you going to just do a list of everything? You're going to hit me with, like,
I'm just telling
you. Are you doing youth games here, too?
I happen to know that is at Gulfstream Park this weekend, because they're having a big concert there. You know, like, Liv goes over and sponsors, like, so Kygo and One Republic are playing over there.
Really?
Yeah, big fans of both of them. But
wow.
Yeah, we got Kane's Hoops on Saturday, so I won't be able to make that one. But.
No, you're working. Doing a lot of work.
We got Heat tonight, Kane's Hoops tomorrow. Monster Trucks on Sunday.
Well, you got a lot of stuff, Woody, to keep
it's
those.
The best use of Marlins Park in a long kids. Time, though, man. I'm guessing there'll be a lot more people there this weekend.
You have to take a shot. Is that you couldn't just go? There you go. You went weasel on me. You're doing and you just had to take a shot.
You got to, if you're going to build Marlins Park and keep it there, you might as well use it for something. So we'll use a little.
They're doing as
truck
many
action.
Events as they can.
What else do they have there? I saw they turned it into a Topgolf for like a few weeks or something. Did you see that?
No. Why don't you go get a list here? You got time to apparently today. You're just on
US 1 in Campbell Drive, by the way, is where the rodeo is for anyone looking for it this weekend.
Look at that. You got a free promotion right there. Hey, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you all about Baptist Health South Florida. Listen, sooner or later, if you're active, it doesn't matter what sport it is, your children playing one sport year-round and working at it. When they're not playing games, they're practicing. We know one thing. Sports-related injuries are going to happen, and when they do, we're lucky because we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, Baptist Health, South Florida. Man, people ask me, where do the pros go? It always starts with that. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors. Take care of their teams every day with some of the top specialists in the country, all working at Baptist Health, South Florida, which is growing, getting bigger and better. Listen, it's never good news to get hurt, right? But you want to go to doctors that have great experience that can get you healthy as quickly as possible. And that's what they do. Broward County, I got great news for you. It's not just down in Dade County. Got a brand new, beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Again, all those doctors are up there as well. So you don't have to travel a long way. I'm telling you, this thing's getting bigger and better every day. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal, to get you back healthy, playing the sports you love the most. Dr. Swartzen and the gang up in Broward, down in Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Got some great facilities for you. So the next time you have an injury, just remember Baptist Health, South Florida, and visit Baptist Health.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
.net/ortho.
It's broken, so don't head over that way. Let's get you an update on the weather. Here it's brought to you by the DeMesman & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's 64 degrees right now, 20% chance of rain later today. Joe, you were asking me earlier what the weather looks like this weekend. So Saturday looks like high of 76, low of 72. And then Sunday, a high of 80 and a low of 70. So looks like, all right, I guess that's cool-ish, right?
That's perfect.
Good?
Yeah. Weather's been great, man. Even a little rain yesterday. Try to rain out the courts for a few hours, but no, man.
Sorry to hear
great
that,
great day. Great day.
You still getting the action in?
I did. I played in the afternoon.
How'd you do?
Terrible.
Really?
Got hammered. Couldn't stop the bleeding. It just got worse.
Who are you playing out there?
Just my old in the old gang again.
Okay.
Not Ira. I know you're getting ready to ask me about Ira.
I was just curious who you're playing. I know some of those guys are tough. Some aren't.
Yeah. I been getting hammered.
Why don't you play Solana?
He's injured. Got to get him healthy.
That's right. That's, I forgot he is injured.
He's got a knee. He's always hurt. We got to get it. I think another knee injury. This is second one.
He'd be a great NBA player.
He's really hurt.
No, I know, but.
So now that's what NBA players.
Solana to a max
NBA
deal.
Players are going. Listen, I'm really hurt. So like, hey, are you playing? Well, what's going on here? No, it's not a rest day. Yeah, I'm really hurt. I'm not bruised. I'm really hurt. You have to have different. They're going to come up with a new system. They got into this thing yesterday on ESPN. And I said this to you, like. I know nobody likes it, and it seems like guys are missing a ton of games. I'm not going to be surprised, and you shouldn't either, at the end of the year when we look even at the Miami Heat, there's going to be a lot of guys that when they have amount of games guys play in of the 82-game regular season schedule, we're going to have a lot of guys in the 60s, a lot. And it's not just here. It's everywhere. And the debate was this, like, if you're hurt, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you're hurt and you can't play, you can't play. Whether it's national TV or little Johnny and his family flew 9,000 miles to see a game because they're a real fan. I'm sorry, but I'm hurt. There's no way. I'll be more than glad to take pictures with you. I just got called out on TNT, but I'll take pictures with you, Jimmy Butler. But I can't play, although I guess he's going to play tonight. I guess, right? So, and that's the problem. So guys go, I can't play, but I'm going to try to play tomorrow night. And so we always, and I think the same thing, like, well, if you could play against Orlando, you tell me it was that bad you couldn't play the last game against Boston? So, listen, only the players know for sure, but I do understand. And by the way, they were defending Jimmy, who plays injured. We saw him in the playoffs. He looked terrible in a couple games and bounced back and had one of the great playoff games we've ever seen, right? What we didn't see that one come and just took the game over. And everybody talks about Jimmy's toughness. Probably not the guy to be calling out when TNT decided to pick up the sign that the little Johnny had while he was at the game.
Someone just on the text line said the same thing. Oh, you're hurt one day, but you can play the next day or the day after. Maybe Jimmy doesn't want to, you know, sign and greet people after the game. Maybe he'd just rather play.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, I don't want to stick around and give tours of the locker room
yeah,
and stuff
yeah,
after
exactly.
the game.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
you know what? I'd rather just play at this
little
point.
Little Johnny, I'm not done. Hold on a second. Bam wants to say hello to you. Come here. Yeah, I'm sure after a while like they're going, damn, tours. I'd rather just play games and go through that. Holy smokes.
Did you think about the idea, by the way, of having these guys set up autograph tables at the concourse levels?
No, I
and
didn't.
Just, you didn't
no.
think of that, okay.
No. It's 'cause that's
and what, I didn't invent that idea, but if you're healthy and you sit, you should have to sign for the 2.5 hours that the game is going on.
What if you're really injured? Where do they fit? They sign for less time?
Independent doctor.
So we got to have an independent doctor comes in
yes.
and he says, he's not hurt.
He has
he
to
could
sign,
have played.
Set up the table.
You're beautiful.
Just give him a gigantic stack of, you know, like cards or 8x10s or something. And
you know
sign.
What? We had Eric Reed on a couple of days ago, and he's right about this. They don't practice in between games like they used to. Our guys don't practice with the Dolphins. They got a lot of guys like Teron Armstead didn't. I wonder how many times he actually went through a serious practice where guys were moving at pretty good speed. I'm guessing not very much. And all they cared about is, I just want you ready to go on Sunday, man. If that means you got to sit for 3 days and just stay into this thing mentally and stretch, and we'll take you to have you.
And that bothers you, right?
No, that doesn't bother me. It bothers me that guys that come down to game time decisions that have been given the green light by doctors and then don't play. That one bothers me.
I feel like at least with, maybe not with you, but your former teammates and such, like you guys, your practices were tough. And I feel like you see what goes on now and you're like, oh man, that's.
The biggest change in sports for Don Shula and Pat Riley, and they're the first two names I think of. They had one thing in common. Remember when Charles Barkley said, I could never play for Pat Riley? They practice way too hard during the year. I'll never forget that. Charles Barkley said, I ain't playing for Pat Riley. Everybody talking about wanting to go play for Pat. His practices are too hard. I'm just going to be the first to tell you. I heard. First thing I heard out of college when I got drafted here. Hey, by the way, you heard this guy's nuts. I go, what do you mean? He said, you haven't heard about their practices ever. That's all guys talk about. So you get here, and he goes, hey, man, we need to get two really good practices in Wednesday and Thursday. Like, really go after at full speed, and let's get some quality work. Because those guys come from the school of, if you practice well, you're going to play well. And now it's forget practice. Can you just show up at the game and play? That's the new football and basketball.
Can I read you another text that came in?
Yeah.
This guy, 954, says, a guy playing professional sports with a strained calf can tear his calf. A guy with a sore ankle can tear his Achilles going too hard, compensating for his injury. This is a business, and the business is winning titles. These guys are never going to risk their future for a regular season game. You
100%.
Don't like it, don't go.
Correct.
No one's telling guys to play while they're hurt, by the way. But when, you know, it's a national TV game and the Celtics are in town and you see a guy sitting out because he's got right adductor injury maintenance.
But Woody, you're
or
not
injury
you're,
management.
But you're
they call
you're
it.
Playing doctor right now off his point, which is well taken. He just told you why guys
Tyler
Hero shows up
stuff, it's
and
just,
says
it's ridiculous.
Hey, got a sore Achilles. Oh, by the way, a lot of this is because of the science folks that are working for the team. With a lot of data they give them.
Another guy says, I know guys that have to call into work the next day after 6 beers to talk trash about the players taking nights off.
I drink. I show up early.
You do. You don't show up well, but you do show up.
I do show up.
After you're drinking.
And
you've
I do.
You've been a lot better, by the way, about not drinking. I've
I
noticed
have.
That.
So until recently, I will go, well, I don't need a lot of sleep. I can sleep after the show, right? And then I started showing up to the shows, and I was going, man, I hope it doesn't sound as bad as I feel. I'm hurting right now. And I just got tired of feeling like that, so I've cut back. I've been very open about the first time and was working in radio, and I stayed out after a Sunday night football game. I was working on the radio full time, and I went out with one of the players, and he dropped me off just in time to go on the air. Problem is, I had had way too much to drink. So I got out of the limo and puke my guts out. I didn't even say goodbye. They didn't even leave, and I was in bad shape. I mean, I just thrown down way too much. So I puked, and I went in, did the show, and in between about three times, I had to come back out. And so management comes in, and they go through that same door and come in. They said, we want to see you after the show. And by then, I was feeling a little bit better at 10. It was the Beasley family, and they said, is that you? And there was everywhere, man. I go, yeah. I said, I had a rough night. Said, you been asleep? I go, nope. And so anyway, they wrote me up. Said, if it happens again, I'm fired. So I've grown up a lot, Woody. I've come a long way.
Did it happen again?
Never again like that. I'm not saying I haven't been on the air where
you didn't just go with
the hangover or lack of sleep or I've noticed, do you notice alcohol affects you as you get older?
Yes, I have noticed that.
So
yes.
I used to feel like I could just go and like I could bounce off hard liquor, beers, it didn't matter, even shots. But I've noticed now it affects me because I even go on the road now and I try not to drink as much on Saturday night. And of course, my guys give me the business. I go, hey, man, I'm going to be feeling this one. I kind of know what your limits are. My wife's great. Is your wife great about knowing exactly how much she can drink?
She's pretty good with it. She doesn't.
My wife goes right to whatever. That one drink, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Gun for the night. Like, what are you going to do for 3 hours? Keep drinking.
Well, my wife's really small, so like she can't. Like she's like one or two glasses of wine. That's pretty much it.
That's
so.
It.
But no, it hits you differently, man. In my 20s, it was all right. Now in my 30s, late 30s, it's like it's very hard to recover.
So I got written up to get fired for that night. And they said, hey, if it happens again, we're going to have to let you go. I mean, it was pretty, pretty serious. And then my lawsuit that I got called in, and that was expensive with a doctor. But outside of that, outside of a few suspensions, small suspensions for things I've said, but those weren't, I never felt like I was going to lose my job, but I mean, I knew I was in trouble and without pay, sent home probably 4 or 5 times. But that's it.
Somebody brought up the air around the clock one too. That was another, but that was not a work related. That was just you were puking for other reasons.
So I went out the first time with my sponsors at Air Around the Clock, and they had a limo. Lenny was a big limo guy. So we were meeting everybody, and my wife's getting to know the wives, and we had never really been together. We're just working together, and they were throwing down Johnny Walker Blue at a very, very fast pace and lots of it. And great steak dinner. And I didn't quite make it home. And I told the guy, I said, can you pull over? I'm not proud of this, by the way. I'm not proud of any of this, but it happened. And they reminded me the other day when I was with them. So what a hell of a way to meet our wives. And my wife was so embarrassed. So I said, everything was spinning in the car. And I go, stop the limo. So we'll be up here, sir. I go, no, stop it now. So all these women I had just met, there were like four couples in the limo. I got out, literally 4 or 5 feet outside the door, and put on one of the greatest puking displays you've ever seen.
And I'm guessing all those guys were cheering and laughing. Right?
Well, they thought it was funny, but I think they felt bad for my wife. Because once
it's brutal.
She had to drive me home, and once I did get to our car, and she said, you know, I just know she was saying, this is the most embarrassing thing. Like, I'm sitting with these wives, we're all dressed up, and you're puking like you're 16 years old at your first high school party. Like, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm sorry. And she gave me the business. Oh, it was embarrassing to her.
Well, everyone knows that feeling when you starts to spin a little.
You're done.
And you feel the food start to come and the drinks are coming. That's a bad feeling, man, because you know it's coming.
I just hated wasting all that Johnny Walker Blue. That's what I was pissed about.
Yeah, and the
about.
Steak dinner, man. That's
steak.
All came up. Did you eat again after?
No, that was
because you must have still been drunk.
That was a rough one. But I haven't. I like you said, I'm finally.
You really have calmed
growing
down.
Up
matured,
a lot,
man.
Yeah, I don't say as many stupid things. I've cut back
about that,
but I'm doing better. Hey, we got to go to break here. Now that I've told all my low life stories here to you, yeah, man, I've had some.
There's nothing wrong with those stories. Those are fun stories, man.
So the guys,
these happen. Like, those are stories you'd expect to hear from a college kid. You know, maybe not a guy like out on a business dinner, but it's fine.
No,
it's still,
it was the
still
first
great stories though.
But it was the first business dinner out. And so they had.
Well, maybe that's why they liked you, though.
Everybody,
you're a man of the people, puking on the side of the road.
But I had my wife with me, who doesn't play along with that, you know. And it was like, she's sitting there and watching me, and she didn't get out. And there was no help or anything, you know.
Oh, she didn't even care.
No, it was just, she was so disgusted with my performance, just not happy. And the women are all looking at her. What's wrong with your husband? God. It wasn't very funny at the time, though. I'm laughing now. Hey, I'll tell you what. Michael caught you at Choice Mortgage. Michael, man, you don't have to worry about him drinking too much. He's too busy helping you. I'm talking about Michael caught you at Choice Mortgage. For 30-plus years, is some of the best service you're ever going to get. Boy, I want to tell you, fixed rate mortgages back in the fours right now. You can lock in today and hurry. You know, there are a lot of different ways to use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Besides the great experience, you might want to get cash out of your home, right? That's a lot of people need that equity in the home. Looking at a new home purchase, debt consolidation, home improvement. A lot of different reasons people want to get that money out to improve and fix up the house. And as we're watching prices continue to go up here in real estate in South Florida, and I want to tell you this, he doesn't work banker's hours, and he wants to make it clear that he works 7 days a week. Foreclosure bailout, especially reverse mortgages if you're over the age of 62, and you could use it as you're getting ready to retire, getting close to retirement, could really use that money and get equity out of your home. Boy, Michael Kotze can get that done quickly for you. Investment property mortgages. I'm just telling you right now, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is the guy you're going to go to. When the bank say no, he gets it done for you. When you need it and you need it quickly and the bank say it's going to take a month, Michael Kotze does it in a week. This guy's really good. Call him right now, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You're going to love working with the guy. He's fantastic. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
All right, you want a little more info on Dak Prescott's new girlfriend here?
I didn't know. He's got a new girlfriend?
He does. He does. She's an LSU swimmer.
I'm guessing she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks pretty good. She's an LSU swimmer. Her name is Jaden Janasich. And, yeah, man. So, Dak is 29. She is 20.
Okay.
It's okay, right? That's good.
Yeah. So she's in school right now.
Oh, yeah. Saying. No. She's part of the LSU swim team. She's okay. Like active. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. It's kind of rude that the New York Post called her a rebound, but.
What's that mean? He was dating somebody else recently?
Oh, yeah. He was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. Some other
Man, hey, listen, type. With all the Tom Brady stuff going on and Aaron, I mean, we don't have time. We just don't have time to get to Dak.
All right, let me get you a little hot mic stuff here. So these are always funny when these happen. So we have the Colorado Avalanche broadcaster here, their TV guy. apparently, he had his breakfast taken away by a seagull. Sausage McMuffin, to be precise here.
Okay.
Everyone likes McDonald's breakfast, I think, right? I think that's universal.
Pretty good.
It's like Coldplay. Everyone likes it, right? Like,
all right, whatever, dude. Okay.
But you know what I mean. Everyone likes McDonald's breakfast. I've never seen anyone turn away a sausage egg McMuffin.
Well, I've seen a lot of people not want to go to a Coldplay concert, so go ahead.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, because you like Coldplay, everybody wants to go to a Coldplay concert.
Anyway, this is the Colorado Avalanche broadcast here.
Dude, that seagull. Oh, my God. Ah, dirty bastard. I don't even know. Like the seagulls that live at the dump here in Colorado, like, where do they live? Where's their house? Huh? First, I want to know where the seagulls live. They don't live in a nest. They have webbed feet.
Whoops.
So he's on the air the whole time and doesn't know it.
Yeah, hot mic there. That's all right. That's funny.
I have to apologize for my comments.
Seagulls are tough, man. Do you have to apologize to the seagull community?
No. Apologize so you don't get fired for throwing an F-bomb.
Seagulls. Yeah, they suck, man, seagulls. They're like on the beach stealing your stuff.
Yeah.
They're kind of a hindrance.
Okay. You work around them.
Yeah.
You don't worry about that today?
No.
On a Friday? What else you have?
All right. UCLA's athletic department. You know, we think all these schools like make just a ton of money, like hand over fist, right?
Yeah.
Did you see this, Joe? UCLA's athletic department posted a deficit of $28 million during the 2022 fiscal year, down from the record $62.5 million the previous fiscal year. Makes a four-year shortfall of $130 million. As the Bruins prepare to go to the Big Ten.
It's one of the reasons they're trying to explain to all the state schools why they want to jump ship. They need the money. It is weird. I'm with you. You just think of UCLA and USC, and you just think the alumni base on a big state school like UCLA, there's a lot of people giving a lot of money. You're a little surprised by that number, yes.
I was shocked. I figured they made a huge profit. And then, you know, who is making money in California?
USC?
Your alma mater, the Cal Golden Bears.
How are they doing?
They had a $13 million surplus thanks to the infusion of funds from campus and student fees.
Yeah,
Jack. Says otherwise would have been a massive deficit without the infusion of cash from the campus there.
Okay. Give us an update on that.
Not bad, man. Not bad.
Two state schools, UCLA and Cal. Thank you.
All right. We had another situation at Miami International Airport. By the way, they should just put cameras in there and have it as a reality show.
MSK, unbelievable stuff.
Between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. But look, I refuse to believe that these people that work at these gates or whatever, or these ticketing agents, like, I don't think they wake up in the morning and they're like, let's go to work and ruin people's days. Like, I don't think that's what their deal is, right? Like, they don't want to make your life any worse than it already is.
I think most of them are really nice.
Yeah, but, like, traveling is tough, man. It's not easy right now. And so we had a couple of young ladies were arrested after one of them threw a metal sign at a ticketing agent. Of course, the ticketing agents are the ones, they're not at the gate. These are the ones that are like right when you get in there and you're trying to, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why anyone would need to, like, don't you go to the airport, you have your tickets already and you just
mostly,
kinda, like,
yes.
Never understood those things. I've never had to wait in one of those before.
Been a long time now. The salon has got me all set up.
Oh, that's true. I have had to print boarding passes for you in the past.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just never understood those things. They also have the self-service ones anyway. So we had the two ladies were, like, wrestled down and arrested and right in the lobby of the airport there. I don't know, man.
How frustrated can you be? Okay.
Well, you can be very frustrated.
Well, I know, but to the point you're going to get arrested or get kicked out of the airport? Okay, you know what you're going to get. There's a good chance to go to the airport. There's going to be a delay. Just hope it's not canceled.
All right, and here's a touchy subject here, Joe. We're going to have a lot of road closures this weekend as people try to get to work or wherever they need to go so that a bunch of people can leisurely have a leisure run through downtown Miami here
Part
of the Miami Marathon.
Oh, boy.
20,000 runners.
It's a big one.
I just wonder why they can't take Bayfront Park and just set up like a few thousand treadmills. Just, you know, if you want to run, just run in place. Like, does it have to be through all the streets? Everyone's trying to
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you
really?
Say.
Really? Because I just know people are trying to get to work. Some people work on the weekends. Some people got to take their kids places.
So let me get this right. So they do these in like every city.
Yes.
They have these things. And you're caring away about something that's like that, the marathon.
Well, this could be really big for the treadmill business, though. You know, Peloton's company is struggling
because
a little bit.
Some people have to work on Saturday and Sunday and work around it.
Yes.
And it's like you want to get rid of it now.
There also should be a cutoff because I've seen, like, the stragglers at the end.
So what? They want to try it. What do you want? You want everybody's trying to get ready for the Olympics?
But there should be a cutoff, shouldn't there? If you're like you're a straggler.
No.
I mean, you could still run. Like, it's fine. But, like, at least let traffic go. Like, stop blocking traffic.
Screw traffic. They can suck it up. We got traffic for everything else. What are you talking about?
Talking about blocking roads so that the stragglers can finish the race.
How many days? Is that all weekend or just one day?
It says Friday, starting Friday at 10 a.m. And I guess Saturday morning, also Sunday. It says 5 a.m. on Sunday.
It wouldn't be today, would it?
Yeah, it says 10 a.m. It says...
I wouldn't block it.
There will be
a
number of road closures. Friday at 10 a.m., Biscayne Boulevard between Southeast 2nd Street and Northeast 2nd Street will be partially closed to allow the implementation of the finish line.
Wow, you're right. Friday, I'm surprised.
Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m., all northbound traffic entering Biscayne Boulevard at Chopin Plaza will be rerouted westbound. And it's a mess, bro. It's an absolute mess.
All right.
5 a.m. Sunday, road closures for the event will begin citywide. So is the event Saturday or Sunday? I don't even know. Do people start Saturday and finish Sunday? I don't know.
It doesn't affect me, Woody, to be selfish.
Well, because it's in Miami.
Correct.
That's why you're not, like, up in arms about this.
Is it going to ruin? Doesn't sound like it's going to ruin your weekend. He's talking about all these things you're doing.
I'll be okay, but, you know, sometimes it has caused slight delays for me.
Do you almost look for things to bitch about, like things that are coming up? Instead of saying something positive, like 20,000 people are going to run in this marathon, you make it into a negative?
It's not a negative. I just think, you know, there's got to be ways to do this where they don't have to stop traffic. You just use sidewalks.
Another stupid comment. That's great. Just stuff them right on the sidewalk. Just push each other into
bushes.
I like
my original idea of just setting up like a million treadmills.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Or you got people run in place, see who the last person to, like, give up is.
You've been really weak. It's really weak on this. Why don't we just get rid of all the events we have down here to make it as easy
for people
as possible?
That's the thing. We got a lot of events this weekend. People are running around in circles out in downtown Miami.
Stay home and play with your kids if it's that bad. Stay home and play with the kids. That's all. Hey, we got to go to break.
I'd love to see them do a Davy marathon in your neighborhood.
Be fine if they do.
I'm sure you'd be thrilled. They use your development as the track.
I'm not bitching. You're the one bitching.
Why don't we use your
you're
private
bitching about
gated community as the track, okay?
My community does have a gate. You're right.
Be real nice and safe. We'll get it all roped off.
Are you done? Now you're taking shots.
Hey, you can even stand outside in your driveway and you can hand them water as they run by.
Is there anything else? You're the one that started this because it affects your lifestyle in downtown Miami over the weekend. Why, you know what? I got a great idea.
Always give the runners
Why
the
don't
right
you get
away,
your
though.
Little fat ass in shape and go out there and try to run in it? Or you be one of those guys in the back that's not in very good shape and just wants to make
I
it.
I would be a straggler, and that's why I don't want to do it. I also don't have like the mental focus to just like lock in on a run for however many hours these guys run for.
Well,
I'm guessing it's a long race.
Can
we
do
bet
it.
On it? I mean, are there lines on this thing? Like,
I don't know.
That
I'm
make
sure.
Make it a little more exciting.
Sure, some of the best. There's going to be some people are really good at.
I'll stand by the finish line, put my bet in.
Well, then do that. All right, right now, before we get to the 8 o'clock hour, O.J. McDuffie is going to join us. We'll talk to former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins. Well, what a receiver he was. O.J. will join us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Raja Bell going to join us in 8 o'clock hour as well. Talk some NBA and some Miami Heat with him, and Mike Florio will join us in the 9 o'clock hour right now. Speaking of Johnny Walker Blue, air on the clock, air conditioning and plumbing, man. Nothing like them. Great service. We like to have fun, But boy, there's nothing like their service 7 days a week. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks working for you, even on Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, the plumbing company, same way we roll there too, man. I want to let you know, licensed, experienced plumbers working 7 days a week. If you have a problem this weekend and need a plumber, you can call Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They're going to come out and take really good care of you. Plumbing problems inside or outside, they're really good. We went out and got some of the best in the business. We're also the water heater kings of South Florida. Box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. I couldn't believe the warehouse. We got a lot of water heaters. Same-day installation, that's the goal. Every day with great service and financing plans to help you out as well. 855-PLUMBERS, 855-PLUMBER. Family-owned and operated, Eric, Mike, and Chippy. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. It's Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.